from KQED. Now in our series on Silicon Valley's shadow workforce, let's hear from another tech contractor. This employee got into tech after college because she needed a stable income.
I come from a single-parent household, and a lot of my friends, their parents are still helping them out. I'm only about 2 years out of college right now. And so for me, it was the exact reverse, where my mom was actually let go of her job that she had been at for almost 12 years. And so a lot of my extra money, you know, gets sent home.
This worker is Latina. Latinos, along with African Americans, are underrepresented in Silicon Valley's workforce, accounting for only about 5%. Many who do get a tech job are not employees, but are contractors. The worker we're about to hear had contracts at both Salesforce and the e-cig company Juul. We're not using these employees' names to protect their identities. She told KQED's Sam Harnett about the racial divide between employees and contractors like her.
The only people that I see that look like me are cleaning up. They're, you know, doing custodial services. They're at the front desk greeting people. They're not actually in the office doing work. A lot of full-time employees I noticed don't talk to the people who are cleaning in the kitchen, from everyone who's cleaning the bathroom, people who are at the front desk. There's just a very, like, elitism that comes with working in the tech industry. Most of the people I hang out with are contractors, and we happen to be the only underrepresented minorities on my team specifically. At Salesforce, it's very apparent who's a contractor and who's not just by looking at someone's badge. Recently, we just got our new badges, and the entire badge is yellow to signify you're a contractor, and the entire badge is green if you're full-time. As a contractor, you're treated like you're dumber, like you're lesser than everyone else. People talk to you, like, excuse me, like, I have a college education. I went to this fantastic school, and yet somehow you're still talking to me like I don't understand what you're saying. I've had some of my coworkers, I've walked into them in the bathroom having breakdowns. I'm talking about some of my black coworkers, some of my brown coworkers. They were having anxiety attacks during their first couple weeks and trying to figure out, am I the only one who feels like this? Like, why is no one else talking to me? You do everything, right, that people tell you to do to be successful, and yet it's not quite enough. And people, you're given work, full load work, you know, full-time employee work to get paid half of the same amount. It's rough having these positions dangled over your head.
There's a study from UC Santa Cruz that backs up this worker's experience. It found that tech contractors are disproportionately people of color.